Hello, welcome back to Dark Matters Radio. I'm your host, my name is Don Ecker, and tonight's broadcast is another blast from the past. But this one was a little bit different. True, it had a UFO connection, but it wasn't strictly about UFOs. It was a very hot, sultry night in August of 1994. Dwight Schultz, who was helping me with my co-hosting duties, and I arrived early, and we met our guest and had dinner with him. His name? Milo Spiriglio, the world-famous and world-renowned private investigator who was the director of the Nick Harris Detective Agency, which is often called a private investigation service for the stars. The topic that evening was none other than icon Marilyn Monroe. Now, you might be wondering, what in the world would Marilyn Monroe have to do with UFOs? Well, if you were around then and you weren't paying attention, several weeks before this broadcast, suddenly all over the TV, the Nick Harris Detective Agency was on screen with Milo Spiriglio talking about a document he had just received, purportedly from the Central Intelligence Agency and dated August 1962. This document was dated one day before screen icon and sex goddess Marilyn Monroe had died. Okay, a lot of people for a long time thought that Marilyn was murdered. After all, she had connections with both the Kennedy brothers, President Jack Kennedy and his brother, Attorney General Bobby Kennedy. She had liaisons with Sam Momo Giancana, the mafia kingpin in Chicago. A lot of other things were swirling in this mix. Secret meetings with Dorothy Kilgallen, a then top-rated muckraking reporter, usually reporting on the stars. And the body of this purported CIA message? Well, supposedly Marilyn was killed, was murdered, was whacked, because she was threatening to hold a press conference. Just a day or two prior to her death, she was threatening to go tell all that she knew from her pillow talk with the Kennedys. Well, this broadcast will tell the story better than me sitting here giving you a rundown on it. So let's go back to that date in 1994. Because, unfortunately, today we'll never talk to Milo Spiriglio again. Milo died back in 2000, according to then press reports on the 30th of April, from lung cancer. He was 62 years of age. So this truly is a blast from the past, a show that is unique in its scope. I think you're going to find it fascinating. And hey, keep tuning in right here to Dark Matters Radio.